7:35 on a Tuesday morning. Glad you could join us. An emotional day for some of us. Last day of school. Some kids are going to be graduating. I know I'm dealing with that today. My daughter's last day of school at Northville High School. Unbelievable. It flies by so very quickly. So good luck with that. Remember to bring your tissues. You know, this field for the 2024 campaign continues to grow on the Republican side. A new name entered the race yesterday. To talk about that and the field as a whole, we welcome in Ryan Schmelz, Fox News correspondent and WJR contributor here to 760 WJR's Paul W. Smith Show. Ryan, good morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, good morning, Sean, and congratulations. That's exciting.
Thank you. Really, really appreciate it. It you know, it becomes real when you get that text, Dad, I love you. It's my last day of school. Then you're like, oh my goodness, how did we get there? How the heck did that happen?
Oh, that's awesome.
But thank you very much. Ryan, for people out there that aren't familiar with Tim Scott, I think it's safe to say we're all going to become a little more familiar with him in the upcoming months.
Well, right, and that's going to be Tim Scott's goal over the next few months, is to try to familiarize himself with voters like yourself and some of your listeners who might not be as aware of him as they are with, you know, candidates like Ron DeSantis or former President Trump. Now, Tim Scott is, you know, a senator from South Carolina. He's the only Black Republican senator in the United States Senate on the Republican side, and certainly he's built a pretty strong following within the party. And when it comes to having, you know, maybe the anti-establishment wing of the Republican Senate, but also very popular within the establishment side of the Republican Senate too. You had John Thune, who's the second highest ranking senator on the Republican side, actually come out yesterday and endorse him. And I believe that makes him the only other candidate in the race besides former President Trump to have a Senate endorsement on the Republican side.
You know, it's interesting because, you know, following this is a guy I think a lot of members of the GOP have been looking at him as, boy, this term's overused, but I'm going to use it anyway, kind of a rising star. And it sure seems like he's got a good head start with his war chest, Ryan.
Yeah, no doubt that the rising star has been a term that has been attached to Tim Scott's name for some time. I think that especially started to tick up during 2020 when he gave a speech before the Republican convention and then ultimately did the Republican response to Joe Biden's first State of the Union. So certainly he has been considered a rising star for some time. And yeah, his war chest is currently over $20 million. Which is going to be key for getting him out to Iowa and getting his name familiar with people, because that's where we're kind of expecting him to spend a lot of time campaigning, is Iowa. But also he does get the advantage of being able to save some money by campaigning in his home state, considering the fact it's so early on the GOP primary calendar.
Ryan Schmelz, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor, kindly joining us. You know, could there be an appetite? I'm asking you to look ahead a little bit, but could there be an appetite? You have everything that comes with the former President Donald Trump. You have everything that comes with Ron DeSantis, and certainly his name has been in the news so much. Could there be an appetite amongst Republican voters for a guy like Tim Scott at this point in time, Ryan?
Well, that's what we're going to find out. And certainly you could see him trying to make a little bit of an appeal to a different type of mood within the Republican Party, because he really stuck with a very positive message yesterday. Yes, he was critical of President Biden. Yes, he was critical of woke culture. And yes, he was critical of, you know, the current state of the country and where we're heading. But ultimately, he really had that positive outlook and optimistic future look for the country. And I think that's one of the things he's trying to do, is separate himself from maybe a former President Trump, who's, you know, using a lot of grievances in his speeches and really painting a dark picture of what America is under President Biden. So certainly if voters are trying to go for a more optimistic tone, certainly Tim Scott's trying to appeal to them.
You know, it's really interesting, because as I follow this story from the New York Times, of course, one of Tim Scott's rivals will be Nikki Haley, who, oh, by the way, as South Carolina governor, appointed him to his Senate seat in 2012. The plot thickens a bit, Ryan.
Right. Yeah, just a little bit. And I think, too, with both of these candidates, there's a golden opportunity here early in the race, and that's that they have the distinct advantage of having their home state being third on the primary calendar. So, you know, sometimes candidates can really do well in their home states. You know, that state to the south of you that I'm not allowed to name on Michigan radio. Back in 2016, their governor, despite the fact that he was almost out of the race at this point and trailing quite significantly in the delegate count, was still able to beat President Trump, or then candidate Trump, in his home state. So certainly there seems to be that opportunity where, oh, if I'm able to pull off an upset in my home state early on in the race, all you have to do is have that first key upset on the primary calendar. Next, you know, the race is very different.
Ryan Schmelz, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor, joining us here on 760 WJR. This field is only going to get bigger. You tell me, Ryan, it sure seems like a lot of people think that an official announcement from Ron DeSantis is coming. Chris Christie is expected to throw in his hat. Even Chris Sununu out of New Hampshire. This field could be growing quite a bit in the next few weeks.
Right, and we were kind of wondering what the field would eventually look like, because you had Mike Pompeo also, who was considering a run, and ultimately he came out and said that he's not going to be doing that. But then you have Mike Pence, who's also rumored to run, and Glenn Youngkin, I think, has ruffled some feathers this week with that release, or I should say late last week when he released that ad that some might view as a campaign ad for a potential run for office that's not governor of Virginia. So this field is definitely growing. I'm not sure if it's going to get to 2016 levels or the 2020 level it had for Democrats in terms of how many candidates. But if we keep adding to this race, that debate in August is going to get a little tricky for the Republican committee officials in deciding who's going to be on that stage.
You know, you brought up Mike Pence, and I hope I'm not going too far off the rail here to ask you specifically about him, but this is a guy I think we've all assumed that eventually he's going to join the race. By all accounts, he's still mulling it. I mean, might he, you know, change his mind and not jump in? I think a lot of people are left to say, well, why hasn't he announced yet?
Yeah, and certainly there's plenty of examples of people getting into a race late and still being able to compete just fine. You know, I can't really get into the campaign's head and see why he hasn't ultimately made an announcement yet. Obviously, he could still be deciding if he's going to run or not, but he certainly has laid the groundwork for presidential runs. I mean, he's been doing a lot of TV. He released a book. So a lot of the clues are there. It's just whether or not he's going to ultimately pull the trigger and when that trigger is going to be pulled, because we haven't gotten any for sure, you know, indication of when exactly that's going to be. Whereas, you know, we've got Ron DeSantis, who we're expecting this to come within the next week or so. We just don't really have too many updates on Mike Pence in terms of, or at least I don't, in terms of when he's ultimately going to make this decision and decide to get into the race.
Boy, is this going to be interesting, Ryan. You know, I mean, let's face it. I think everybody knows there's a fracture within the Republican Party. This is going to be a fascinating next couple of years, and I know that you're going to be all over it, as are your colleagues at Fox News. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News correspondent and WJR contributor, thanks for your time this morning. I wish you the best today and the rest of the week, sir.
Hey, you too, Sean. Thank you so much for having me on.
All right, Ryan Schmelz, once again joining us here on 760 WJR. Boy, this field continues to grow, doesn't it? I can hear people saying, there isn't anybody out there that I like other than fill in the blank. That is the biggest issue right now with the Republican Party. Is there a candidate out there that could, I hate to go Braveheart on you, bring the Klans together? Unite the Klans. We'll see. 7:44 on a Tuesday morning. Glad you could join us. Sean Belegian sitting in for Paul W. Smith here on 760 WJR.